The Vatican has confirmed that Cardinal George Pell will not be forced to quit his senior role in the church hierarchy following the decision that he would stand trial on multiple historical sexual offences. Pope Francis has said that he would not comment on the case until it was over, but the Vatican has confirmed that Cardinal Pell's leave of absence has been extended so that he can defend himself. The 76-year-old is pleading not guilty to the charges and strenuously denies all allegations. The pontiff has been a strong supporter of the Australian clergyman, making him one of the most senior officials in the Vatican. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports.
It was the news the Vatican was dreading, that Cardinal Pell, one of its most senior figures, a man that Pope Francis had promoted into the critical role of reforming the financial practices inside the Holy See, would now be facing trial over sexual offences. Christopher Lamb is a correspondent based in Rome for the Catholic journal The Tablet. He says the Vatican is unlikely to be shocked by the news, but there will be concerns.
Statement today also shows that the Pope wants to back Cardinal Pell in his legal defence. That is, offer a moral backing. But obviously the big picture is that a very senior figure in the church is going to face trial, and that's something that is obviously of major concern.
Christopher Lamb described this as a big moment for the Catholic Church, and it comes just days after Pope Francis came face-to-face with victims of abuse suffered at the hands of a priest in Chile.
He met with three Chilean abuse victims. It's the first time that a pope has been who has spent so long with victims of abuse and have them stay with him in his residence overnight. And he has, of course, been criticised for his approach to abuse, particularly in Chile, where he spoke insensitively to victims. He is now trying to change that, and he has said he takes this issue very, very seriously. He's called for zero tolerance of abuse in the church.
The Vatican responded to the news that Cardinal Pell would face trial with a short statement. It said the Holy See has taken note of the decision issued by judicial authorities in Australia. It went on to say that the leave of absence granted to Cardinal Pell by Pope Francis last year was still in place. Edward Penton, the Rome correspondent for the National Catholic Register, wonders whether Cardinal Pell will ever return to his role as Treasurer of the Vatican.
The fact that this trial has been called means that he probably won't come back, especially if it goes on for another year, because Cardinal Pell's mandate runs out in a year, so he won't be eligible really to come back after that time. He'd made quite a few advances and uncovered quite a lot of misconduct that had gone on, and I think that pleased Pope Francis.
Cardinal Pell will face a directions hearing in court this morning, when it's expected a date will be set for a trial before a jury. In the meantime, one of the Vatican's most senior officials can't return to the Holy See. Cardinal Pell remains on bail and has handed in his passport. He's pleading not guilty and denies all allegations. This is Steve Kinnane reporting for AM.